In Daf Kufzayin Amid Aleph, the Yira Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, if Paiskim Mizainis, Leishis Ish, that Rav holds, you are Paisik, if Baila want Lamdina Sayom, when that Chayish Potzvori, when that Chayish, they said, see, Maisi Yadach Mizainis Sayach, and Shmuel says, Ain Paiskim Mizainis, Leishis Ish. Look the Gemara. Toshma Misha Holach Lemdinas Hayom. If a person went to Medinas Hayom, be Ishtay Tevas Mezainis. Imbo Vo Omar Tzi Maise Yodayich Lemzainisayich, Rashoy. Kodmu bezden uposku masha posku. Now before we see Tosfos, says it's an interesting pshat in this Gemara. The Shit Bekebetus brings down from Rashi Madure Kame as follows, that she came to bezden, she's tevei mezainis. The Imbor Va'omar, and he came, before Bezdin was Yerud the Nechosov, and he said, Tzi Maish Yedach Mim Zaynesach. He said as follows, that Lamaise, you know, the whole time I was away, you mechuyiv to work for me. So Mamele, that work would pay for all the Mizaynes, your money for me. Lamaise, she didn't work. So he said, that's your hard luck. I mean, you were mechuyiv to work for me. If you would have worked, you would now have money to... So Bemison, you owe me money for Maise Yodai. I owe you money for Mezainet, so it cancels out. Kodmu Bezden Uposku, but if Bezden Paskin before he came, and they were yelled in the chos of Masha Posko Posko. This is only a time it seems that he shouldn't be mechuyev to pay a mezainis because she owes him Maisi Yodai. But al koponim it would seem that she is bekoyach to be given mezainis shalai befonov. And we're not chayish of tzrori. So the Gemara says, "Ochanami b'shishamu boi shemeis." We learned yesterday, "Shamu boi shemeis." Shmuel is made that she could be gave mizainis. Let us see Taisvis. The imbo v'omalotzi maise yodayich b'mizainisayich. Rashoi. So Taisha says, it's a very interesting pshat. Klaima. Im lobsa v'ochlo. Lamaisa, what had happened? She had borrowed money. She was eating mezainis. Lo yefra, so I'm not interested in paying her. She im lo hoyu malvin lazu. What would be if she wouldn't have found a malve? No one would have lent her money. So what would she have done? Hoisa de chekes atzma. So what would she have done? So she would have worked, and with her maisi yodayim, she would have supported herself. Afal gav de loisofko. Even though it's loisofko, so it would be de chekes atzma. So it's a psa amoyre de kemaisi. So he's coming to tell her that who told you to borrow money? You should have been doichik atzma, and you would. I'm not mechuyev to give you mezainis. I'm not mechuyev to pay up your chayvus. Who told you to pay to make chayvus? You should have been doichik atzma. V'hai domrina lekamon. So it's Amir the Kechidish, that he could tell her that she had no right to borrow money. She borrowed money, that's her headache, not his. V'hodam in elekamon, lovso v'ochlo, omdo miyano, and later she was memayin. The time of the miyana alemina yevina lahosim shepasku lo bezin. So it seems they're speaking about the bezin paskind. She could borrow. It seems that if there's a psak bezin that she should borrow, then she borrows. If there's no psak bezin, then he can find who told you to borrow. Zot the Gemara weiter. Toshma, mi sholach lemdinas hayom, veishtoi tevas mezoinis, bezn yerdem lenachosop, vezonin umefarnasin leishtoi, aboloi bonov ubnoisov, voloi davarachem. So, according to Rav, it's very good. He owes her mezainis. So bezn is yer l'nechosov. The bonav ubnoisov, there's no chiv mezainis. And bonav ubnoisov, so there's no chiv mezainis. I'm a male of the nagyer l'nechosov. And Shmuel is shver. So why is Yodin l'nechosa? We should be chayish for tzchori, for tzimaisi yodayich. Omar Rav Sheshes b'mashre es ishtoi al yedei sholosh. So Rav Sheshes says, it's very interesting okimte. What does Rashi say? B'mashre ishtoi yedei sholosh, hemid apetropes l'zoino. When he left, he was mamad an apotropos, and this apotropos will take care of her mezainis. Va'achshav moshach ha'apotropos es yodai. Now the apotropos is, he finds it too difficult to take care of her mezainis. So now she is coming to Bezdin. The apotropos stopped supporting me. So I want you to be able to say bailey. The hash tevadai, if that was the case, that means these things zikha didn't occur. If he was mamid and apotropos, so that means it's mutal all of litin lo mezainis, and he didn't give a tzrorin, there wasn't tzimaisi yadayich. So now the apotropos is meishich yadayich, now it's yerul and nechosov. Frag the Gemara, Ihochi, if it's speaking about this Masha, Sishtei De Sholish, Bonov Abnoisov Nami. So Bonov Abnoisov, we see that he was in, even though there's no Chiyuv, to be Mefarnes Bonov Abnoisov Medina, but he was Masha and Apotropos, so you see, he wanted that they should have Mezoinis. So now that the apotropos was mesalik himself, so we should also be yerdin nechos. We see he wanted to be mefarnes there. So the Gemara answers, kshe hishre lezu v'loy hishre lezu. It is speaking about that he was mashre his wife, v'loy hishre lezu. He never was mashre an apotropos for the bon of Ubnoisov. So memele, so they can be yerdin nechos. My piske, so the Gemara says that some modne kimte to say that it's ishrezu v'le ishrezu. We'll see in Tosfos why it's so modne. L'chayre, it makes a lot of sense. It's mutul olav l'fane, says ishtoi. It's not mutul olav l'fane, says bonav ubnoisa. Abol kaponim, the Gemara asks my piske. So that's a deichik de keteretz. Ela omar apope, kshashoma boy shemeis be'eidechot. Now here the Gemara says it's speaking about, there was an eidechot that said meis. Why do you have to say an eidechot? Because if there's two eidim, so what's pshat, so the two eidim say that he's dead, so what's pshat, you're not mefarnes bonav ubnoisov, the yarsh and the karka. He died, so the yash and the carcasses of the din, the bonim yirsha, bonis yizaynu. What's pshat that by the bonav that avulei bonav of naisa? So we have to say it's speaking about that there's not to wait. So that it's not to aid him, so Mamela, so could be he's still alive. So if he's still alive, so Mamela, they have no shibud for Mazainis. I, if he's still alive, so what is by the Isha? I mean, it's Mandershech, if he's still alive, so, Shmuel says, V'chayish L'tzchorich, I mean. So the Gemara says, the Iboy is in he. By the Isha, the boy is in Tzuvi Beidechot, Motzi Minseve. By her, the Dechot is Nemon, to be Matahol Shuk. She's Nemon Lagabi, Dini Arayis, Mizaini Nami Yevinalo. That means Lagabi her, either Kosu Alts Naiksube, Alts Kalvachayma. That means if Lamaise, if she has a heter linosei, so the chiyuv eksuba achal. So now the chiyuv mezainis is out the chiyuv of an almone. He owes a mezainis out almone. Bono v'bneiso, di boi lemeches l'nechosa beidecha leimotzi nochsi. The bono v'bneiso, they're not yield l'nechosa with an eidechot because it's a So Shailand in a moment, we need to aid them. Is therefore Mizaini Nami Lo Yavin and Lohu. So that is how Shmuel learned Pshat in this Baraisa. Let us see Rashi. Ihochi Dehishra Oisa Ide Sholish, Afilabon of Mnais of Nami, the Goli Daiti Denechele, Shihun Zaini Mishaloi. He was nicher that they should be nezainim mishaloi. So, if the apotropis was mesalik yodov, so we should be yevul in the chosum. Let us see Taisvis, my pisco, tema l'rebi. In? Stomed de milse. He's asking Akash, I'm telling you what's speaking about, that there was an apotropis for her, and not an apotropis for the bonim. That's fakir, that's mistabra zay. Stomed de milse, ishtoi dechaivim zay neisel, mashra yedei sholish, bonov ubnoisov deloy mechaivim zay neisel, loy mashra, so it's very good, so it's a gaval de kimte. Rabbeinu Shimshim Meforesh Asugye, Hi Hochi Bonov of Nois of Nami. I Amrit Bishloimed Le Airi Masnissim Bemashrish Toyedei Sholish, if it's not speaking about a Sholish, Ele Ishtoy U Bonov Smuchem Al Shulchonei, Ishtoy Bonov Smuchem Al Shulchonei Niche. If we'll say it's speaking about without a shalish, it's speaking about that he was giving them mezainis till now. And now, he left. Is the isha mefarnesin, hoyu vuhu chayiv lezaino, mezachir. Hoyu vuhu chayiv lezaino, mishum chshash, deshemo tvisa tzchori, ein bezden nimnoim melezaino. As the chash of tzrori, since there is a chiyuv, since there is a chiyuv to give a mezainis, mishum chash to shem et visa tzrori, ein bezn nimnoi melezaino. Because there is a chiyuv, avo bono ubnoiso, de einoi chayiv bimzainai seyem, Ein leired l'nechosov l'farnesov. De bekal yeshlochosh shemo itvisam tzrori, v'nich lehem mois l'farnesov atsheyosh. That means like this. If you'll say it is not speaking about an apotropis, and we'll say that Kolzman, he was around, the Baal was around, the father was around, they were eating Mezainis. So Memele, now he left. Now we have a chash of tzchori. So that's very good. So I'll say not like Shmuel. I'll say the chash of tzchori. It's a chash, but this is a chiyuv. The gabi the isha. There's a chiyuv to give him a zaynis. We're not mafkiyah the chiyuv because of a chash tzchori. The gabi the children. It's not a true chiyuv. We see he was giving them a zaynus, and somebody wants to continue giving him a zaynus, and that we say we don't not yield in the chosov because maybe it was matzvah schori. But that is if you don't learn like Shmuel. Avol hash the mukmis b'mashchay de sholish. But now you say it's speaking about mashchay de sholish. Leka lemeiches l'tzori. So there's no tzori whatsoever. So we should give the bonim also, even though it's a small chiyuv, it's an ichuse, but there was no tzori. Mishani b'mash ishay day sholish, av a bonov smuchim al shulchoni v'loy ishcha yidei sholish. Fakert, it's speaking about, that was the teretz, that the wife, he gave an apotropis, and for the children, the smuchim al shulchoni. Lohochi chayshin l'tzori. Therefore, chayshin l'tzori. The poich my piska the zayin regilis the ishta yashrei de sholish shabonim yismucham al shulchanim. He's giving them a zaynis. He's taking care of both of them. And this one is son apetropis, and this one is somach al shulchani. That's a big deich. Now we have here in this baraisa. Misha holach l'mdina sayom v'ishtay tevas mezaynis is bezn yerdom l'nechosov v'zonin emefarnas l'ishtay avoloi bono v'bnaysov v'loi dovo acher. Now he went away to Medina sayom. So let's learn according to Rab and according to Shmuel. So according to Rab, it's gewaldic. There's a chiyuv mezaynis to her. So you yield on the chosov. There's no chiv mezainis for the bonim. You're not yield on the chosov. But v'loy, and according to Shmuel, it's speaking about that the shama boy shemei speidechod. So al kaponim legabi her, there's a chiv mezainis to the biru of an eidechod that says meis bailach. Fine. But it says v'loy dover acher. Now, what does that mean? V'loy dover acher. My dover acher. You give her mezainis, but you don't give her dover. You don't. You're not yoyle nechosov le dover acher. Rav Chisda Omar Tarshit. Rav Yosef Omar Tzedoke. Man da Omar Tarshit. Koskein Tzedoke. Man diomot tzedoke avotachshid yavina lo leinecho lei de tinovel. Now let us see Rashi. Tzedoke, so Rashi says in Amud Beis, ein bezden poiskin tzedoke la'aniyim minachosov bizman sheshar b'nei ha'ir poiskin aleihem tzedoke. We'll come back to this Rashi. Tachshit psomim liskashit behen ishtoi. Now let's first explain what's speaking about tachshit. We have here a machloikis. If when he went away to Medina Sayom, we're not chayish for tzchori, does he give up psomim? So, we have a machloikis. Rav Chisda says you don't give psalmim. Why don't you give psalmim? Because the whole purpose of psalmim is that if he's around, so he wants that she should be miskashit, that she should be mevusim. If he's in Medina Sayom, so for who should she be mevusim for? For the next door neighbor? No, the skatam nishta. So there's no chiyuv for her to give to this memele. Even though this is also mitzolchei ha'isha, Well, it's a tzorchi isha if the husband will have anah from it. If the husband won't have anah from it, so then there's no chiyuv. So that's the taich, v'loy davar acher, means, tachshit, which means psomim. Rav Yosef says, psomim you do give her, v'loy necha loy de tinovel, if she won't have psomim, so he's not around, but without psomim, it's a type of a nivul, so memela, so just like, he's mechuyev, they're married, he's, or whatever, or there's the chiv, just like there's the chiv in Zaynus, and panos, there's the chiv of psomim, even though he's not around. That would seem, that's the machloikis by tachshit. Now, and but tzedakah, everyone holds that he's not yielding the chosa for tzedakah. Now Rashi says the homegil over here. Rashi says in bezn poiskin l'tzedakah laniim min the chosa bisman sheshar b'nei ha'ir poiskin aleihem tzedakah. So the avnei miluyim in simen ayin aleph sifkotin. One second, it's if cotton. If cotton, hey. So, Rabbi Mlum says Rashi means as follows. There are certain tzedakahs that the Rosh Ha'ir are matel on the Bnei Ha'ir. And the kaifa them to pay. There are certain chiyuvim that the kaifa each person to pay. So that's what Rashi is saying over here. Bizman sheshar Bnei Ha'ir poiskin aleihem tzedakah. So it could be, there could be, there's a few pshat, but perhaps this is one pshat. The shaila is, how can one be koife? So it could be there's a svara, bezin could only be koife befonov. That means there's a din kfiye. You are a chelik of the shtot, so I can force you to be mishtatev in the amount of tzedakah they were matal on you. Now there's a svore, atche tichfeyu begufoy kefeyu b'momoyne. So that means, so bezin can be yoyre the nechosov befonov miteiris kfiye. That means we have a right to be careful. There's no shibud nechosim over here. Tafshat. By the chiv mezaynis, he owes her mezaynis. So you yield in the chosav. I don't need you. The karka is mishubit l'mzayneisel. Masha'en kein tzedoke, we can say pshat in Rashi, that be'emesin, there's no shibud on the nechosav. No bezin is kaife, the b'nei ha'ir, to give tzedoke. Now there's different leifanim of kviyah. There's a svara atche tichfei begufei kefei b'moin. If it's befonov, that's a knife and a kfiyah. We'll take it away from you. But if it's shalai befonov, so that's not a kfiyah. There's no kfiyah over here. I'm not around. So there's a shibut. There's no shibut b'chlal on tzedakah. So memele, so tzedakah yizicher anat yeril in the chosav. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Toshma, hayevomo, gimu, nage, we have here a machloikis, Rav Shmuel, if bezn is yoyred, lenichsei habal, shaloi befonov, for mezainis. Rav says yes, and Shmuel says no. If he's not around, we're afraid maybe he gave a tzori, maybe he told the tzimai siddach mzaini sayach. That's machloikis Rav Shmuel. Toshma, hayevome, a husband died. Is gimul chadoshim arishoinim nizainis mishal baila. The first 3 months, because of her husband, she cannot get married. She's a Yevom Balashuk. He can't be miyabmer also the first 3 months because al tafchone. We don't know. Maybe she's moberes. We don't know. So memela. So the first 3 months, she is she can't get married because of her husband. So her dead husband. So therefore, we are mitzi mizaynis from the dead husband, from Zayn Nechosan. Nizaynis Mishal Baila, Mikan Veilach, after the 3 months, so now, she's Oymed Lishyabin, or to get Chalitza, Eina Nizaynis, Loi Mishal Baila, V'loi Mishal Yovel. So there's no Chiyu Mizaynis. Omad Bedin, Uborach. What happened if she schlepped the Yovan Tadin Teire? It's the Yovan Machsach Nishvisendik. It's after 3 months already. He's not being Miyavim, he's not giving Chalitza. So she schlepped him Tadin Teire. Make up your mind. Either make Yibam or make Chalitza. Uborach, Sen Rashi Lens Chat, he ran away. He wanted to be Magano. He ran away. Nizaynes Mishal Yovan. So she's Nizaynis Mishal Yovel. So the Gemara, so we Yoyred Lenichsei HaYovom, and we give her Nizaynis. So it would seem, what's the Gemara's Kash? According to Shmuel, let us be afraid that I can't take Nizaynis from his Nechosim, maybe he was Matras Chori, or maybe he said, Sibay Shedachem Zaynis Hayach. How could you be yoyred l'nichsei hayom? Amar lach Shmuel, so Shmuel said, here it's different, l'may neichesh lo, l'ha'im isham tzrori, l'mekal v'dayte l'gabo. He's not so close to her that he would be mat v'sorori. Mat v'tvos tzrori is a person who's a doyeg, what it'll be when I will be around, so mat v'sorori. There's no such kir of das between the Yovam and the Yevomed that he should be matfis sor. It's no chash. In mishum ma'ise yodeo loy mishtabdo loy. In ma'ise yodaim, she's not mechuyiv to work for him. Till will be miyabim up. So memele, so therefore, here there's no problem. Here can be yoyred lenichsei ha-yovam, and there are no chashes whatsoever. Let us see Rashi. Shloisha chadoshim orishoinim, she'eino yechoylo loy lehinosoi v'loy lehisyam. She can't get married, she can't become the shyam. Nizaynes Michel Bailo. So she's Nizaynes Michel Bailo. But because of him she can't get married, she's mechuyiv tishtalatzu mizaynes. Omad bedin, v'omro loy Knois Oichaloids. So in the Uborach. So then it says that she gets Mizaynis from the Yovel. Now let us see Taisvis. Omad Bedin Uborach. The Perik Acholetz Perish Rashi Davke Borach. He ran away. Avol Cholohu Oichol Sohi Loi. But what happened if now we want to be miyabim, but he became sick, or she became sick, he can't be miyabim. So then the din is that he doesn't give her mezainis. So what is the difference between cholo and borach? Is mashmel of idvor, the knasu, that this whole inyan of borach, there's a modem din, you should have done something, and you ran away, so we count on you, you'll give mezainis. If it's cholo, say, can't be miyabim, so what do you want from me? I can't be miyabim now. So there's no chiyuv mezainis. So the whole chiyuv mezainis is because of a knas. V'teimo, im kein mai kaporech. So if the whole reason she's given mezainis is als knas, Hoyul mishum knas mispalneses, so it's a knas. So what's the kasha? Maybe it's matvus sori. Good, we want to counsel. He doesn't owe a mezainis. We want to counsel him to give a mezainis. So he gave sori, it's the chashenere knas. Yeshegitz, you ran away. So Memele, we want to cancel you. You don't owe Mizoinis. Only it's a punishment. So if you gave Tzoris, Boch Hashem, so it's a bigger punishment. That doesn't make sense. The knas is, it's not a samazay, a vilde knas, will make you lose money. The knas is, we're counseling you that even though meikar din you're not mechuyev in mezainis, will make a chiyev mezainis. But if in yisod a mechuyev mezainis doesn't apply because you gave already mezainis, so then we wouldn't cancel him. That is what Taisa says, Alibe Darash. The Rabbi Nechananu Pirish, Shemotza Birishalmi Bereish Afalpi, the Borach Lavdavke. Rabbi Nechananu is not like Rashi. Lavdavke, he ran away. Elohu Adin Cholo, the Nizainis Mishaloi. That means that what? That he got sick, he can't be Miyabim. But Chazal said, since you should have been Miyabim now, so it's a gate minishton, there's no excuse. It was a Giyas man, you should be Miyabim already, and you want Miyabim, but you have to give ready Mizainis. So the Chiv Mizainis is a Chiv Mizainis when this man came to be Miyabim. The excuses do not part from Chiv Mizainis. Bimtaima. So Taisva says we have a similar halacha by a nesua and a rusa that a gozman. The beginning of Ksubis. From Rinon, in the beginning of Ksubis, we learned cholohu oihi, eine malolo mezainis lachadlish. Like this, the halacha is that if a person is ma'aris anisha, so after 12 months, that's the zman, nice and la yud beis chaydish, and afterwards he's mechuyiv to be kainisa, to make nisuim. It says over there, and if he does, he's not kainisa, he gives him his anus. So al kaponim, the zachi of mizainis after hagozma. So it says over there, cholohu oihi, eine maluma mizainis lachad lishne. So one lashon gabi yigiz man b'lei nasu. According to the Rabbi Nechananu, how do we understand this? Rabbi Nechananu says the chiyuv mezainis is not alt knas for the yavam. The chiyuv mezainis is you mechuyev to make yibum. So when this man of yibum came, so gave me nishton, you did make yibum. But this is already the zman that the isha should have been chal, and memelus adachim mezainis comes automatically, not als knas. No, when the zman yibum comes, you mechuyev to give a mezainis, even though now he's anonymous. But the zman is mechayev. So Taisa says, but the Gemara in Daf Beis doesn't say like that. The Gemara in Daf Beis says, when this man Nisuyin comes by an orus, and it's Chola, he doesn't give Mezainis. So what's the difference, this man Nisuyin or this man Yibu? Yeshloima, so Taisa says, Shani Yoch, Shoho Yoloi Lichneis Miyad Acher Hagozman, Acher Shloishuk Boshim. Here he doesn't have an excuse. That means after the 3 months, before she schlepped him to Bezdin yet, you should have been Miyabim ha. So Memele, so he wasn't Miyabim ha. Then she schlepped him to Bezdin, and he still wasn't Miyabim ha. And then now he gets sick, so Shalom Aleichem. So Memele, so you're telling me I'm sick. But Rabbi Yid, the time came that you should have been Miyabim. You had a chance to be Miyabim all along. So Memele, now you can't time it. You should have been Miyabim all along. Now, because the best person you should be Miyabim. So Memele, you mechuyev to give Mezainis. Avol hosom, shehischol cholyoy, lifnei shehigi yizman. They're speaking about that he's supposed to marry Rish Chodesh Nissen, that's the after the Yud Beis Chodesh, and Rish Chodesh Nissen is sick. Or he became sick, Seifada. So, Mamele, so when this man Nisuin came, he's unable to make Nisuin. So, Mamele, so I never became a Chuyib in Mazainis. Because Kol's man, it wasn't Yud Beis Chodesh, it's Mechal Nochiv Nisuin. When this man HaMechayiv came, he can be Mechayiv me, I'm an honest man, I can't make Nisuin now. Mashenkin over here, he had time before to make Yibum. He didn't make the Yibum, so now he's finding he's sick. I mean, that's not a Ptur. There's no Ptur Einis if you could have made the Yibum before. Period. Umiyu koshe, I bechole nami malalo mezainis. Now, it's a I bechole nami malalo mezainis. If the din is bechole faket, that's how the Ben Hananel says. A filo isik is malalo mezainis. A maim rinim besomach lo mishabdele lo maise yodet. So why isn't she taken mishubed lo maise yodet? So for kelp, he's also mezainis, and chazal wo oz mesak in maise yodet. Tachas mezainis el. The Gemara says that she doesn't know him a maise yodet. Vishloime de becholo nami kontinelei Mishum de lekonis miyadach eshloisha chadoshim, oyacha shamat bedin miyad. That means there's a shtickle knas here also. That means fault he wasn't. There's that we made a chiyuv mezainis without a schus b'maisi yodel because. Because he should have been miyabim already. So Mamelus, we say, Kozman is not miyabim, or Maish Yadel does not belong to him. Vimtaima. But it seems from Taishvist, that's a little portion by a Gosman, the Maish Yadel does belong to the Nosi. Vimtaima, Leperish Rashi, the Meforish Davke Borach. Now, Rashi says a different shot. Rashi is Chaylik and Rabbein Chananel. Rashi says, Davke Borach, by Borach, we consent him to give her mezainis. Avul Cholo, loy. If he's an onus, we didn't consent him. Perikamet de miboylon, so what is the difference between a yovom and an onus? The Gemara in the first Periklas of Shaila, Cholo hu. What is the din if the Oris became sick? Mishas Agos Man is a mechuyv to give mezainis. So according to Rashi, we should have been poshet from this din, from this paraisa. Amay loy poshet mehoche demrinen davke borach. Avuchol oloy. Vecholshkenu. And verkehrt, it's a kolshken. Agos man of an orus to the agos man of a yovam. The hoche de ein lo mezoines afo pishe poshe ktas. Over here, he's not mechuyiv to give a mezoines, even though it's a pesheya that he could have been miyabna before shaylei lekainse miyad achashamet bedin. Avol hosom chol koinem shegi ezman. My havelei lemeva. The Gemara and the base that has a tzad that he should be mechuyev to give him a mezainis is speaking about that he became sick before that gozman came. So Mamel does a svara to say he's not mechuyev to give him a mezainis because what should he have done? He can't give him a mezainis. That's speaking about that b'shas ha'goz man he was sick. The icholu achakach pshita den lafsida, then there'll be no shayla. That means if the goz man is Rosh Chodesh Nissen and he gets sick Gimel Nissen And so Rosh Chodesh Nissan Mechuyiv to give him a Zaynis, Beis Nissan Mechuyiv to give him a Zaynis, Gimel Nissan should the Chiyuv should fall off. That sicher doesn't make sense. So Al Kolchoch, the Gemara over there that has a Sofik, if he became sick, if he's Mechuyiv to give him a Zaynis, means that he was already sick, Bishas HaGozman. And the Gemara has a Sofik, is he Mechuyiv to give him a Zaynis. And according to Rashi, we hear the Abaraisa that Afilu, he wasn't sick right away. He became sick later. He's also not Mechuyiv to give him a Zaynis. The Ikolameima. So Taisva says, maybe there's a difference. The Yevome Shani. The Lab Agida Bei Kulahai Kemoya Rusosai. Could be the chiyuv to give mezainis by an arusa is greater than the chiyuv to give mezainis by a yovo. Because by yovama ve'ina imedes kol kach lekainso lemechayv mezainis kulahai. That means like this. A yovam is not mechuyv to be miyabma. He can give a chalitza also. Could be the whole takone of a goz man is only by an arusa. An arusa is mechuyiv to make nisuyin. So memele, so Chazal said, since you're already mechuyiv to make nisuyin, so the chiyuvi nisuyin should be chal from now. I'm anonis, es ish gefelach. The chiyuvi nisuyin achal bizman. So the gate man, you could make, you can't make. But by a Yevama, who says, Bechlal, now is, there's a Chiv, there's no Chiv to be Miyam. He can give a Chalitza also. So Memela, so could be Chazal, we're not Mechayiv to give Mezainis. If he's not Miyam, because of an onus. If he runs away, they cancel. Mi akoshel perish Rashi. Tal kochach muki hay borach shaloi machmas merodim. Rashi learns not he had to run away because they're chasing him. Ela machmas, he's running away because he wants to be magana. Ilavochi ay nechol. If he ran away because he had to run away from the town because he has problems with taxes or other things. So my mail that's a tight chola, and Rashi also by chola is potter to give mezainis. From came I kapoy chocho, the man the yom and peisk mezainis ashishish, chayoch le shaykh at fosu tzroi, hoyoch machmos haborach. That means here this person, it's not the Gemara says that edel eteres loy mekalve daite le gabo. Mos is an edel eteres. He wouldn't have, since he's not so close with her, he wouldn't have been matzah tzroi. They're talking about not so close with her. He wants to be ma'agin her. So you have a habmin, he'll go give her. The whole reason he's running away is he wants to be ma'agin her. So give her tzrori. That's why he ran away. There's no other legitimate reason for running away. Toshma, zokte gemore weiter. Ho isha shaholcha hi ubailo lemdina sayom. She and her husband went to Medina sayom. Uboso v'omro meis bali. Now she comes back and she says, my husband died, and she's nema. Rotzeso nizainis. Now, if she wants, she can take mizainis now. She's nemon, that he's dead. She has a schus mizainis. How long she can eat mizainis? I mean, there's no shir unless lots of mamma is a mechila, but like this, she could eat mezainis. She comes to mezainis in our morning. Lots of gaivik subosa. She wants to be gaivik suba and finish, so she can be gaivik suba. That's very good if she says meis bali. What if she says girshani bali? She comes back from Medina Sayom. She says, my husband gave me a gift. Now, so what does she want? She doesn't want mezainis. Agrush doesn't have mezainis. She wants the ksuba. So now, but we have news for her. Girshani Baile. Who says we should believe you? Who says he gave her? You're not nema to say he gave her a gift. So good. So money, you don't believe her. So give her mezainis. So give her mezainis at least. Gershani Bailey. So the din is Misparneses Boileches Ad Kedei Ksubos. We'll give him a Zaynis till she hears enough Mazaynis that's connected the Ksubi. And afterwards, we won't give her Mazaynis anymore because she said that she's not entitled to Mazaynis. So the Baal, we don't know if she's entitled to a Ksubi. Maybe she's not going to get. So we give her Mazaynis. But we don't give her Mazaynis indefinitely because maybe she is not going to get. So we give her Mazaynis at Kedei Ksubosa, and then we start giving Mazaynis. Now, what is this? We have a kashi on Shmuel. According to Shmuel, we're giving her Mazaynis because maybe she's not Kiget. No, if she's not Kiget, maybe it's Matfes Sori. Maybe he said that Simai Sidachim Zaynisayach. So the Gemara says, Ochinami Kshashamu Boy Shemes. It's speaking about Kshashamu Boy Shemes. Now before, we'll just remind ourselves, Taisvis learned Pshat in this Gemara, what does it mean Kshashamu Boy Shemes? It means that two Edim came and said that he died. Two Edim came and said that he died, and Taisus Lamshat, two Edim came and said he died, Resh Chodesh Nissan. She comes and she says, I gotta get Resh Chodesh here. That's the story. Two Edim said he died, Resh Chodesh Nissan, and she's coming Resh Chodesh here and says, he gave me a get. Yeah. Verrekt. Verrekte Gebore. Listen. If two Edim said that he died, so he died. She says he gave her a get. Two Edim said he died. So if two Edim said he died, so he died Resh Chodesh Nissan, so kumtir mezaynis. So Mamela, why do you say you only give her mezaynis at Kedei Ksubos? So you should give her. The Edim say that he died, so kumtir mezaynis. Umaishno ad kedei ksuboso. So the Gemara answers, the ihi he da absada nafshe. But she put her foot in the mouth. I mean, she said he gave her a get. So the Gemara means to say, that's what the Mashah says, he does badin kemei edim dami. That means, good, they say that he's dead, but she says that he gave her a get. Someone else will come to Nidmazainus. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Rotzeson Nizaynis. Here we are speaking about that she first said that Meis Bailey. So Rotzeson Nizaynis. She ishen emenes leimer Meis Bailey. V'tinosei. She's allowed to get married. Uchshem shen emenes linosei. Just like she's allowed, she's nemon to get married. Kach nemenes litol ksubosa kedemini meseches yibomis. Misefer ksubosa nilmad l'chshetinosi l'acher. Titli mashe kosov l'chi. That's what it says in the ksube, that when you have a het on the suin, you take him, zaynes, ksube, whatever it is. Now, but what if she said that he gave her a get? Is misparneses vayleches at kedei ksuboso. So Rashi says as follows: ksube loigovye shemoloigye. She won't give her a ksube right now. Shemoloigirsha. Ube geirishin loyheminua. We don't believe her that she's geget, so we can't give her a ksube. Avol mezayne yevinula. Mezaynes will give her because. Because Fakert, if we don't believe that she's Giget, so succumb to Mazaynis. Ubeperoing sube mimonavshech. We'll give her till peroing sube. Imgir sharein at losam iksubos, emlava reyuchai mazaynisel. So we'll give her ad kedei ksubos. So the Gemara says it's speaking about Shamu Boy Shemes. Now, I just like to say over the Marsha says that Rashi learned Pshat, and this will understand Rashi a little better. Rashi Lemshat Shomu Boi Shemeis does not mean the way Tesis learned that two Edim said that he died. No, it's speaking about that there's a kill. There's a kill Shomu Boi Shemeis. And it seems a kill is also sufficient that, according to Shmuel, that will give him a zaynus. That's sufficient. A kill, and we don't. We're not chayish of tzori. We're not chayish of a tzimai shidayich. Fine. So the Gemara says, so let's give him a zaynus. So the Gemara answers, he da afse da nafse. She omro girashni. She said that he gave me a gift. Grusha ain't lo mazaynus. Fine. Vechiteime. Frek Rashi yakash. Frek Rashi. Mati de Rashi. I dafse nafse she omro girashni. Grusha ain't lo mazaynus. Fine. Vechiteime. Even the Shamu Shemes, it's speaking about that there's a curl that he died. Tigve Ksuboso Yachad. So Rashi asks, so why do you have to give her the Mizain Monoshech? The curl says that he's dead. She says he gave her a get. Fine. So why can't she Mondik Suba right away? It seems she can't Mondik Suba. She mons the ksuba piecewise. That means you give her mazainas, at kedai ksubos. Why did they give her every day mazainas? It'll take 2 years for her to get the ksuba. Let her mon the ksuba. He's dead. I want the ksuba finished. Vechiteima kivin de shoma shemeis, tigva ksubos ayach, vitrashi einachanami. Mikar adin, shomon de ksube, shuzich get de ksube. Bahai de koma misparneses vahilechas, that what it says, that she takes mizaynes keseida, eino roitze lito ksuboso. She doesn't want to take the ksube. The svuro shemo loimeis, seen him in Ipshad, she thinks maybe he didn't die. The noich lolita l'shem mezaynis shem yovi baylo teikol ksuboso kayemes mitparneses at kedei ksuboso v'sulo yavinolo. Now let us explain what Rashi is saying. So the Masho says pshat in Rashi as follows. The Masho says between you and me, she says he gave her a get. She knows she's a liar. He didn't give her a gift. Fine. Now there's a curl that that he died. No, but she also knows a curl who says that it's Takachu. Maybe he didn't die. That means she herself is now thinking what's the best thing for her to do. She knows he didn't give her a get, fine. She also does not know, is he dead or not? It's a kail. Maybe he's dead, maybe he's not dead. Now, if she's going to be goyve the ksube, and he comes back alive, so she made a gevalde kebubu. So she was ready, goyve the ksube, she has the ksube. After you goyve the ksube, there's no schusei mezainis anymore. So she lost everything. So, litoivoso, it is preferable that she should go now, the vow, she's taking mezainis. She's taking mezainis. That means she doesn't want to be going with the ksuba. Because she's going to lose out if she's going with the ksuba. If he's alive, so lein tzachvir to take mezainis. And he's alive. And he'll come back, so finish. So she took mezainis and there's no problem whatsoever. And she'll still have a ksuba, and she has mezainis. If she'll be going with the ksuba, and then she loses all her schus ksuba. So she doesn't want to be going with the ksuba. But she can only get mezainis till the shir ksuba, because maybe Taka gave her again. So come to nish mezainis.
That's what Rashi says. V'hai dekoma. Eina chanami. If she wants to take the ksuba, she can take the ksuba. Monavshe. V'hai dekoma misparneses ve'leches imeina roitza lito ksuba. So she doesn't want to take the ksuba. The svula, because she's afraid shamoloimeis. Maybe Taka didn't die. I know he didn't give me a get. But maybe the curl is not true. Maybe he didn't die. V'noyach lo, so it's worthwhile for her lita l'shem mezoinis. She'll take mezoinis. Shim yovai bailo, so if the Baal comes back, take kog suboso kayemes. That means she never was given the ksubis of a kelt. So, oh, she, if her Baal is alive, succumbed to mezainis, why should she be given the ksubis? So therefore, she's taking mezainis. And theoretically, she could take as much mezainis as she wants. But since she had said that she's geget, so she could only take after the ksuboso, besula yavina lo. She would want more, but we don't give her. But it's worthwhile for her to take mezainis and not to be goyver the ksubit.
The Pnei Yeshua is ma'irer on Rashi, that we have to understand bechlal what Rashi is asking. If it is speaking about the way the Marsha says that there was only a keil that said that meis bailos, he says roiv. Poiskim hold that an Isha is bechlal not allowed to get married with a keil. So if she's not allowed to get married with a keil, so what right does she have to take a ksuba? So he wants to say, according to the Marsha, what seems that the Marsha holds Aliba de Rashi, that she's allowed to get married on Yedei keil. And he says, he would say, Pshat and Rashi, that is speaking about, is an Eidechot that says, Meis Baimo.